Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. You have set your shining greatness above the heavens. Out of the mouth of children and babies, you have built up strength because of those who hate you and to quiet those who fight against you. When I look up and think about your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in their place. What is man that you think of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little less than the angels and gave him a crown of greatness and honor. You made him to rule over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and cattle, all the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and all that pass through the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful in all the earth. It brings you praise everywhere in heaven. From the mouths of children and babies come songs of praise to you. They sing of your power to silence your enemies who are seeking revenge. I look at the heavens you made with your hands. I see the moon and the stars you created. And I wonder, why are people so important to you? Why do you even think about them? Why do you care so much about humans? Why do you even notice them? But you made them almost like gods. You crowned them with glory and honor. You put them in charge of everything you made. You put everything under their control. People rule over the sheep and cattle and all the wild animals. They rule over the birds in the sky and the fish that swim in the sea. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place. What are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. You have set your shining greatness above the heavens. Out of the mouth of children and babies, you have built up strength because of those who hate you and to quiet those who fight against you. When I look up and think about your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in their place. What is man that you think of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little less than the angels and gave him a crown of greatness and honor. You made him to rule over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and cattle, all the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and all that pass through the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful in all the earth. It brings you praise everywhere in heaven. From the mouths of children and babies come songs of praise to you. They sing of your power to silence your enemies who are seeking revenge. I look at the heavens you made with your hands. I see the moon and the stars you created. And I wonder, why are people so important to you? Why do you even think about them? Why do you care so much about humans? Why do you even notice them? But you made them almost like gods. You crowned them with glory and honor. You put them in charge of everything you made. You put everything under their control. People rule over the sheep and cattle and all the wild animals. They rule over the birds in the sky and the fish that swim in the sea. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what a mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them. Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds, and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. You have set your shining greatness above the heavens. Out of the mouth of children and babies, you have built up strength because of those who hate you and to quiet those who fight against you. When I look up and think about your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in their place, what is man that you think of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little less than the angels and gave him a crown of greatness and honor. You made him to rule over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and cattle, all the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and all that pass through the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful in all the earth. It brings you praise everywhere in heaven. From the mouths of children and babies come songs of praise to you. They sing of your power to silence your enemies who are seeking revenge. I look at the heavens you made with your hands. I see the moon and the stars you created. And I wonder, why are people so important to you? Why do you even think about them? Why do you care so much about humans? Why do you even notice them? But you made them almost like gods. You crowned them with glory and honor. You put them in charge of everything you made. You put everything under their control. People rule over the sheep and cattle and all the wild animals. They rule over the birds in the sky and the fish that swim in the sea. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds, and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. You have set your shining greatness above the heavens. Out of the mouth of children and babies, you have built up strength because of those who hate you and to quiet those who fight against you. When I look up and think about your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in their place, what is man that you think of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little less than the angels and gave him a crown of greatness and honor. You made him to rule over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and cattle, all the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and all that pass through the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful in all the earth. It brings you praise everywhere in heaven. From the mouths of children and babies come songs of praise to you. They sing of your power to silence your enemies who are seeking revenge. I look at the heavens you made with your hands. I see the moon and the stars you created. And I wonder, why are people so important to you? Why do you even think about them? Why do you care so much about humans? Why do you even notice them? But you made them almost like gods. You crowned them with glory and honor. You put them in charge of everything you made. You put everything under their control. People rule over the sheep and cattle and all the wild animals. They rule over the birds in the sky and the fish that swim in the sea. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds, and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. You have set your shining greatness above the heavens. Out of the mouth of children and babies, you have built up strength because of those who hate you and to quiet those who fight against you. When I look up and think about your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in their place, what is man that you think of him? The son of man that you care for him. You made him a little less than the angels and gave him a crown of greatness and honor. You made him to rule over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and cattle, all the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and all that pass through the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful in all the earth. It brings you praise everywhere in heaven. From the mouths of children and babies come songs of praise to you. They sing of your power to silence your enemies who are seeking revenge. I look at the heavens you made with your hands. I see the moon and the stars you created. And I wonder, why are people so important to you? Why do you even think about them? Why do you care so much about humans? Why do you even notice them? But you made them almost like gods. You crowned them with glory and honor. You put them in charge of everything you made. You put everything under their control. People rule over the sheep and cattle and all the wild animals. They rule over the birds in the sky and the fish that swim in the sea. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place. What are mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them? Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. You have set your shining greatness above the heavens. Out of the mouth of children and babies, you have built up strength because of those who hate you, and to quiet those who fight against you. When I look up and think about your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in their place, what is man that you think of him, the son of man that you care for him? You made him a little less than the angels and gave him a crown of greatness and honor. You made him to rule over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and cattle, all the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and all that pass through the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful in all the earth. It brings you praise everywhere in heaven. From the mouths of children and babies come songs of praise to you. They sing of your power to silence your enemies who are seeking revenge. I look at the heavens you made with your hands. I see the moon and the stars you created. And I wonder, why are people so important to you? Why do you even think about them? Why do you care so much about humans? Why do you even notice them? But you made them almost like gods. You crowned them with glory and honor. You put them in charge of everything you made. You put everything under their control. People rule over the sheep and cattle and all the wild animals. They rule over the birds in the sky and the fish that swim in the sea. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think about them? Human beings, that you should care for them. Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. You have set your shining greatness above the heavens. Out of the mouth of children and babies, you have built up strength because of those who hate you and to quiet those who fight against you. When I look up and think about your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in their place. What is man that you think of him? The son of man that you care for him? You made him a little less than the angels and gave him a crown of greatness and honor. You made him to rule over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet, all sheep and cattle, all the wild animals, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, and all that pass through the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how great is your name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants, you have ordained strength because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful in all the earth. It brings you praise everywhere in heaven. From the mouths of children and babies come songs of praise to you. They sing of your power to silence your enemies who are seeking revenge. I look at the heavens you made with your hands. I see the moon and the stars you created. And I wonder, why are people so important to you? Why do you even think about them? Why do you care so much about humans? Why do you even notice them? But you made them almost like gods. You crowned them with glory and honor. You put them in charge of everything you made. You put everything under their control. People rule over the sheep and cattle and all the wild animals. They rule over the birds in the sky and the fish that swim in the sea. Lord, our Lord, your name is the most wonderful name in all the earth. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. Your glory is higher than the heavens. You have taught children and infants to tell of your strength, silencing your enemies and all who oppose you. When I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what a mere mortals that you should think about them, human beings that you should care for them. Yet you made them only a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You gave them charge of everything you made, putting all things under their authority, the flocks and the herds, and all the wild animals, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, and everything that swims the ocean currents. O Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. And that was Psalm 8.